All week on the coast, we're talking about unemployment in our series Pink Slip Blues. Today, we look at how marketing campaigns are highlighting life after layoffs. FedEx has offered free resume printing. Travel websites have offered discounts for people who have lost their jobs. In North Vancouver, Joel Poslins runs a nonprofit martial arts school. And back in February, he started giving free classes to the newly unemployed.
What we're offering is for anybody who has been laid off, they can come and practice for free for as long as it takes them to get back on their feet. All they need to do is to come with some kind of verification of their situation. And then the other requirement is, I want commitment from these people. And they can stay as long as they like, or if they get a job and they don't want to practice anymore, that's perfectly fine. When and if they get on their feet, they want to keep practicing, then we can talk about them coming and becoming a regular, you know, paying member of the dojo. And it's definitely marketing, but my profit from all this is the dissemination of the Aikido that my teachers taught me, not to get a financial gain out of all this.
That is Joel Poslins, who runs North Vancouver Aikikai, a nonprofit martial arts school. Now, to talk about the business of marketing to the unemployed, I'm joined by two people who work in the field. Monique Trottier runs Boxcar Marketing, and Jeremy Lim is a freelance marketing consultant, and they're both in studio with me this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay.
Monique, free martial arts classes, free resume printing. From a business standpoint, what's the payoff when you offer people stuff for free?
It's really about building brand reputation and awareness. And part of giving away for free something, it's that you give so you can get. The free class is basically about building brand awareness and hopefully having, you know, someone who's going to stick around afterwards.
And the idea is maybe when somebody gets back on their feet and gets a job, they'll maybe join up again.
Or have positive thoughts about your brand or your company, or the exchange might be great word of mouth and a recommendation.
Jeremy, is this smart marketing?
Absolutely. A big thing about one of the major challenges of marketing is getting people to try your product, try your service. So the fact that people are, well, they have a way to go out there and do that. They say, hey, you know, here's an opportunity. You have this time now. Come, give us a shot. So the upside for the marketer, the companies who are pitching this, the companies who are giving away the free stuff, the free class, free services, is that they have the chance to demonstrate their worth to the world.
It seems a bit odd, though, Monique, to be targeting people who, by definition, aren't earning an income. They're not in the best position to be able to buy something. I mean, is the hope that, I mean, you just said it's long term, the goodwill sinks in and the business will follow?
It's a bit of a mix. I think the great point there was that it's not necessarily about making money or the sale right now. It's about longer-term connections to customers, which is really a basic premise of marketing, being able to connect better to your customers and to have some point of engagement with them.
Jeremy, do you not run the risk of dropping, when you drop your prices, do you devalue what it is you do? Is there a risk, for instance, in dropping your prices too low?
Yes, that's actually one of the biggest challenges of marketing. Setting your brand up,
mm-hmm.
So and maintaining it. So, for example, if you look at Louis Vuitton, they're going to have to stay high all the time. They cannot go after a lower price point. If they ever did, it would definitely devalue it. At the same time, there are other companies out there, like McDonald's, Walmart, who already chase that low price segment. And because they can do that, they can maintain it and take full advantage of the situation we see today.
But could you not also redefine yourself? Could you not say, look, you can BMW is a fantastic luxury car,
mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're really well built and they last for a really long time. And if you buy one now, you're actually making, it's going to cost you less than buying two Japanese cars. So do they change who they're marketing to or how they're doing it?
They may change the messaging. So Lexus, for example, is running a campaign and the wording is around value and security and stability and fuel economy. Those keywords resonate with an audience who is maybe feeling pinched by a recession.
So they're going to spend a little more to buy a car that's going to offer them all of those nice, warm, safe, comfortable things.
Well, in the case of luxury items, you're really selling lifestyle. So competing on price is not going to resonate with your target audience. So you have to think about what are the needs of this audience and how do I reflect that in the messaging so they understand the benefit of it.
Jeremy, career search website Monster.ca spent huge bucks on Super Bowl ads this year, and the company had not advertised during the Super Bowl in years. Have you seen an increase in the marketing of career services or consultants?
Most definitely, and actually that's a very fast rising category. The reason is pretty simple. Everyone out there is looking for a job, looking for the security right now. So websites like Monster.ca, Workopolis, and they're like, they're all moving up right now trying to take advantage, because the thing with the recession is it's a natural part. People are worried about their jobs. People are trying to grab a hold onto that. So it's there's just a natural inclination to look towards work. So, I mean, Monster was absent for the past 4 years, as you said, right? So now, in a time where people are looking for jobs more than they ever have been in the past few years, now is the prime time for them to jump back in.
Does it ever look, for either of you, does it ever, though, look opportunistic? I mean, does it look like it's the, you know, the vulture circling the about to be a carcass?
There's definitely a balance that you walk at any point in marketing. And I think in terms of marketing to the unemployed, we're not talking about chronically unemployed. We're talking about a large group of people at the moment who find themselves without employment, but they're still very smart, qualified, skilled people who have savings or are in search of a job. And so they still need services and products that are going to help them fulfill the lifestyle that they're living. Being able to change the messaging, the marketing message to address their current needs and anxieties is one thing, but I don't think anyone's talking about capitalizing on people who really don't have money to spend or are long-term unemployed.
Right. What should people who are encountering this kind of advertising, I mean, what should they take away from it, do you think?
You know what? Marketing hasn't really changed. It's all situational. So the thing on top of everybody's minds right now is the recession. How can we live our lives in this moment? Like, when you look at a luxury brand, it's targeted towards living a fancier life, and that's what people are looking for. All marketers are doing right now is catering a message more towards what's happening around them. So it really hasn't changed all that much.
Mm-hmm.
People should probably still approach marketing the same way as it has before. These are people introducing products to us based on what our needs may be.
And are they telling us not to think about price, but to think about value?
Ultimately, I think that's where everything's shifting, because everyone's trying to get the most value out of everything they can right now. You have to pinch the pennies, have to extend things a little bit further.
Right.
But yeah, it really depends on who you are. Some people want to promote saving money now. Some people want to promote saving money further down the line.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. It's a fascinating discussion, and I'll be watching out for all of those ads now as people try to shift their focus or change their messaging. Thank you. Jeremy Lim is a freelance marketing consultant, and Monique Trottier runs Boxcar Marketing. And tomorrow on our series, Pink Slip Blues, our unemployment stimulus package.